Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Melissa? This is Ben with American Ally.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Okay.
Good, good. Hey, I was giving you a call. I know we had texted a little bit yesterday about health insurance stuff, and we had sent you a
Yes.
full email and everything. Did you see the quote we had actually sent you via email?
Yes, like it was 304 something, I think.
Yeah, it looks like it was 309 from what I can see here.
Yeah, 309.74 or
Okay.
something like that. I
Yeah,
have the
perfect.
email. So, but is it, do they take it here in Nebraska? Because that's where I'm at.
Yeah. We're nationwide PPO. We use the Aetna First Health PPO network. So whether you're in
Okay.
Nebraska or you're down here, I live in the Dallas area myself, but Dallas, my wife's family's from New York, so when I travel up there, it works the same way whether I'm in Dallas, Nebraska, New York, wherever. And
Okay.
like I said, it's a nationwide PPO through Aetna, so pretty good chance you'll find out most of the doctors and hospitals will already be in network with us. But either which way, being that we're PPO, we're going to pay the exact same benefits. The big benefit of going in network with us is that you're going to have that pre-negotiated rate, or what we call an in-network discount, which helps keep you within the benefits.
Okay.
So, just
Because like right now,
like.
what I have is through Obamacare or whatever, and because my daughter is doesn't live with me anymore. I mean, like, so my like rate went up significantly, like, because she's in college. I mean, she doesn't qualify as a dependent anymore because she moved out. She's almost done with school and stuff, so she doesn't qualify. So like my rate was through Obamacare. It's going to be like 1,071 something a month, is what they, and I haven't like logged in yet because November 1st isn't here yet, but that's the letter I got from them. It says 1,071.94 or something a month.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like that's going to be quite a bit more expensive just taking her off there. I know that's
Yeah.
also they're not extending some of the subsidies and things like that from what I've heard from a lot of other people this year so far in the last couple
Yeah.
of weeks that have gotten their letters. Now, do you kind of know how our plans work at all, Melissa, or have you ever seen how our plans work at all?
Have I what? Sorry.
Have you ever seen
It's
how our
cutting
plans
out.
work, or do you kind of know
No,
how
I
our
mean,
plans work?
I just got an ad on Facebook because I've been looking at stuff. I mean, obviously Facebook like just kept popping up your ads, so I just filled out the form online. And I mean, right now
Okay.
all my providers are through CHI.
Okay. I can take a look. Let me just see if they're in network with us real quick. What's your actual zip code there, Melissa?
68164.
68164. Okay. And you said you're with CHI.
Yes.
That's the hospital system you're looking at. Let's
Yeah.
see. I'm like 99% chance. I'm 99% sure they're in network, but let me just double check. I've got Methodist. I've got the Midwest Surgical Hospital. I've got Children's Hospital and Medical Center, Nebraska Methodist, CHI Health Lakeside. Is that it?
Yeah, just CHI. I mean, it's just a whole, I mean, that's the hospital, but like I see a psychiatrist with this with through
Okay, yeah.
CHI.
Okay, yeah, cool. The CHI system looks like they're in network with us here too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like what, I mean, like, so what is the I mean, do you guys have, does that include prescription coverage?
Yeah, so like I said, it'll cover everything from like preventative visits. We'll give you up to 16 office visits per calendar year. All the things like heart attack, stroke, cancer, hospitalization, surgery, kind of the whole nine yards, all right? Now, probably the biggest difference with how our plan works versus a lot of the plans on the market, including most of the marketplace plans, is the fact that the only time you're going to pay a deductible with us is if you stay more than 24 hours in the hospital, right? So
Okay.
even if you go in the hospital at 10 a.m. but you're out by 8 p.m., you're still not having to pay a deductible, right? It's only if they keep you more than
Okay.
24 hours that it comes into play here. So you're not paying any kind of crazy deductible for things like doctor visits, prescriptions, even outpatient surgery and cancer treatment. There's no deductible has to be paid here.
Okay.
Now, there are going to be a couple drawbacks to this plan. And so I don't know that the first one really applies to us in this scenario. It's just the fact that we don't cover maternity, like pregnancies, delivery of kids, that
Oh
kind
yeah, no, that ain't gonna be me.
of thing.
I'm 46 years old, no.
Yeah, perfect. So the second thing is we do cover pre-existing conditions, but we do have a 12-month exclusion on the known pre-existing conditions. Right. So of course it's not anything you don't know about, but for example, if you went and saw your doctor in the last 12 months and said, "Hey, I'm having some shoulder pain," and they recommend you have a shoulder surgery, then of course we wouldn't be able to hop on the plane and get the shoulder surgery right away. Now, after the 12 months, we would cover that stuff just like normal as well.
Okay. I mean, the only thing that, I mean, is pre-existing with me is, I mean, like, I've been seeing the same psychiatrist since, like, 2013 when my brother was murdered. So I just really don't want to lose. I mean, like, that's my only, like, I mean, I go for my, you know, yearly checkups and stuff, but, like, I see him once every 3 months. So, like, I mean, that's, like, the doctor. I mean, that's my main thing is wanting to stay with him.
So...
is that concerning?
Normally, what they're really looking for is like the more major stuff. Like they don't want you to come on and have cancer. They don't want you to come on and all of a sudden, you know, you're paying $309 and then they're charging $30,000 for a surgery or something like that. You
know,
That's what they're looking for. But let's just say worst case scenario, because I'd rather the insurance company would rather me tell you, hey, you know, the answer to what you're saying is, you know, they may look at it as pre-existing. But typically I see them cover the doctor visits and stuff like that. Normally it's normally what they're looking for is the major stuff, but I'd rather tell you they don't cover it and then they do versus me telling, hey, they might cover it and then they don't. But here's even worst case scenario. Let's just say that worst case scenario insurance doesn't cover it for the first 12 months because they say it was pre-existing for whatever reason. Then do you know about how much it normally costs to go to that doctor? Is it like a couple hundred bucks every time you go in?
Yeah, I want to say it's like $380 or something like that.
Okay, because here at American Ally, what we do have is we do have our own in-house advocacy program, and they can still help negotiate a rate with your doctor. And let's just say it was a couple hundred bucks, even $300, and you're paying $300 every quarter. Let's just say it's an extra $100 a month. So instead of paying $309, if you factor that extra cost, and you're looking at about $410 per month in cost, even if you have to pay out of pocket every quarter for that doctor.
It's still way cheaper than what... the marketplace. And that's the thing with marketplace. Like, I mean, because I didn't realize all the ins and outs of it. Basically, I didn't realize that I'm paying for, you know, it's got to cover the 10 essential things, like maternity, like, you know, a lot of stuff that I don't really need.
Right, exactly. And that's what makes it so much more expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I just was like in shock when I got my letter the other day, I guess. Because, I mean, I've been paying like right now it's obviously 2025, I was still claiming my daughter's a dependent, but that'll change in 2026. So, I mean, I had a feeling it would go up, but I mean, I was literally paying like 270, I'm paying like 278 something right now for this 2025 year. So I did not, like 1,071 is just insane. Like
I'm
not really making any more. Yeah. I'm not really even making any more money.
Right.
I mean, I have been working. I mean, I work in daycare and like it's a small daycare, so they don't offer like insurance. So, I'm just kind of, I was just really shocked by that. You know, and of course I've heard about it on the news and stuff. And I didn't realize they were going to jump it to that extreme, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's just not feasible.
It's been a big debate this go around for the last couple of months really. But, I saw another lady yesterday I was talking to. Her premium's going up. She was paying $14.77 a month. $15.77 a month. And her premium's going up to $14.80. And I'm like, that is insane.
But, and then you guys probably don't have dental and stuff like that, or?
We do. Yeah, we have a dental vision plan as well. It's about $20 to $30, depending on which dental vision plan we end up going with. Let me ask you this. Do you have a specific place you like going to, or are you kind of open to different places? Or
I can go different places for that. I haven't seen it. I need to before I renew my driver's license again. But I have eye vision insurance now, but I don't wear contacts or glasses or anything now. But I have a feeling that next, I had a little bit of trouble the last time I had to renew my driver's license with this test. So I have to renew in 2026. So I mean, it'd be a benefit. And then dentist, as far as dental work goes, I mean, I just go for my once every 6 month cleaning. So, I don't have, anything.
Yeah. That should, if you're able to go to like, your dentist may be in network with us too. But if you're able to go to different dentists and you're open to it or something like that too, then we could definitely get you on the plan. It's going to be a little more affordable. It's like ours is like $21 a month or $22 a month, something like that to add it on. So dental, vision, everything you'd be looking at about $330 a month.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah.
That'd
that
be for everything.
Yeah. So I don't know if I should wait till November because I know I'd have to go, like, if I want to drop them and stuff, I know I have to like get a hold of them like right away.
Because
they automatically enroll me or whatever, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what the letter was saying. Whatever night I filled it out was the same night that I got the letter. And I mean, I didn't even sleep that night. I literally was just up Googling and looking for other options and stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
Because I mean, the letter was just, it was just a lot. So,
well, so here's what I typically have been telling people and what I've told people over the years, before you switch any insurance, no matter what time of the year it is, the one thing we'll want to make sure, we do have what's called medical underwriting with ours.
Okay.
So, like, when we take your application, I'll get your, like, name, date of birth, social, height and weight, address where you want your cards mailed to, stuff like that. But then I'll also ask you some health questions, like no recent heart attack, stroke, cancer, no type 1 diabetes. So we do have a medical underwriting process where they'll want to go back and make sure everything's, you know, correct with your health and things like that, and all the answers that we answered were correct. And so I typically tell people, don't cancel anything until we have something else in place. Now, what we can do is I can grab all your information, we can get it submitted, make sure that you get qualified and everything else. And then once we find out, you can tell, hey, Marketplace, I don't need this stuff anymore. Come November 1st, December 1st, whenever you want us to get it going.
Okay.
Whichever works
Yeah, I mean, since there is a medical, I mean, yeah, I can, I mean, if you want, can you just answer those questions over the phone, or is it something you got to send me through email that I fill out? Or?
No, I can actually grab all your information right now and get it taken care of.
Okay.
Let's do this. I'll grab all your information. All right, cool. And it's going to be for Melissa.
Yes.
M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Yes.
And then last name is Larry, L-A-R-Y.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's your date of birth, Melissa?
8/20/1979.
8/20/79. Okay. And approximate height and weight for you?
I'm 5'3 and 161 pounds.
Okay, 5'3, 161. And best contact and reach on is the one we're talking on right now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that's going to be the 402-981-6038. Okay. And then best email for you is the one that we've got here for you as well.
Yeah.
The larry.melissa at Yahoo.
Yes.
Okay. Melissa at Yahoo. Okay. And then you said for work, you currently work in daycare?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right. And what's your social, Melissa?
483-986695.
Okay. 483-986695. Okay. And good address when all your cards and everything mailed to you?
12604 Manderson, Manderson, Plaza, Lot 308, Omaha, Nebraska, 68164.
681, you said 68164?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I have 12604 Manderson Plaza, Lot 308, Omaha, Nebraska, 68164.
Yes.
Okay. And then the last thing we'll need before we get into the health questions will just be your payment information. You have your checkbook handy there?
I don't, because I'm at work in the break room and I usually keep that at home.
Do you know the routing number and account number that comes on your checkbook, or do you like online banking or anything like that?
Let me see if I have something in my email. Like the only thing I think I have is like I only have my debit card.
So I can do a debit card or credit card. They just charge like a 6% processing fee every time they run it, so it comes out just a hair more expensive. We can do debit card or credit card today, and if you want to get me your payment information and switch it later, they'll drop that 6% fee.
Okay, so will I be charged for something today?
No, they won't actually charge the premium to you today. What they'll do is they're not going to charge you anything today, I guess for that matter. But normally, what they'll do is through the underwriting process, there is a one-time $50 application fee. So they will
okay.
charge you a $50 application fee as soon as they start the underwriting process, which again, it's not going to be today. It'd probably be like Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. But then from there, they won't actually draft the premium amount, like the actual monthly payment, until the plan starts.
Okay. And like, what if I decide not to do the plan, then like it, like what
yeah.
happens then?
Then we would just be out the $50 for the application fee. You just
okay.
let me know before it gets started, and I'll have them, I'll go ahead and get them to cancel out if we need to.
Okay. I feel like I have it written down somewhere in my wallet.
Like, I know with my Chase app, if I log in, I can click that like last four digits of my account number, and it'll pop up my routing number and account number.
Let me see if I can, hold on. I'll have to put you on speaker, but let me see if I can do that quick.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the health question.